Welcome to Bluegrass in the Highlands, a Sunday afternoon edition here on 98.9 WSIP with your hosts, David Bowling and Jim O'Brien. Bluegrass in the Highlands can be heard each Sunday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. featuring the best of bluegrass and bluegrass gospel music. Now, here's Pastor Jerry Scott of Highland Church of Christ with Something to Think About.
When Crawford Hill was a boy, he applied for a job at a local store. Mr. Peters, the store owner, told him to go into the attic. "You'll find a long, deep box up there," he said. "Sort through the contents and see what should be saved." Well, Crawford spent hours separating usable nails and screws from things that should be thrown away. At the bottom of the box, he found a $20 bill. He raced downstairs and said to Mr. Peters, "I found $20 in the box," and handed the money to his boss. Mr. Peters smiled because he knew the boy could be trusted to work in his store. The old junk box was just a test. Mr. Peters put the money at the bottom of the box to test his honesty. If he didn't report finding the money, how could he be trusted with the cash register? He filled the box with junk to test his faithfulness. He wanted to see if Crawford would finish the job, even though it seemed he was doing useless work. Crawford proved he was honest and faithful. Years later, Mr. Peters retired and turned his business over to Crawford to manage. My, oh my. Many people see their job simply as earning a paycheck, but God sees it with an eternal purpose. Life on earth is a test to decide eternal assignments for his followers. If you're a believer in Jesus, God is evaluating you to determine what you'll be doing in heaven. Matthew 25:21 and Luke 19:15-17 so instruct. Your attitude and faithfulness after you are saved determines your eternal rewards, which are privileges in the next life. God told slaves that their jobs were important. They were serving Him, and He would reward them. Slaves, in all things, obey those who are your masters on earth. Do your work heartily as for the Lord rather than for men. Listen, whether you are the owner of a company or a minimum wage employee, do your work with excellence. Be respectful. Remember that you're serving the Lord, and your work now will affect your eternity, and if you'll do that, He'll give you a big promotion in the next life. Think about it.
Welcome to Bluegrass in the Highlands on this Sunday afternoon. Jim, how in the world are you?
I'm doing great, Dave. What about you?
Buddy, you still got that smile on your face from that grandbaby.
I know, and I can't get rid of that smile.
Now, you said you took him out to eat last night. Did he pay the bill?
He did. At least that's who we blamed it on.
You said anything you want, son.
Absolutely. I said, buddy, you just go ahead and get...
You know, it won't be long. He'll be eating mashed taters.
I know. Well, soup, beans, cornbread, all that good stuff.
It won't be long. How old is he now?
He'll be 3 months old, the 26th.
That's old Jacob.
Old Jacob. Oh, I tell you, I love that little feller. Tickles me to death watching.
There ain't nothing like him in the
absolutely
world.
Absolutely. They'll lay that. He's at the age now that he'll lay and he talks 90 mile an hour.
Now, does he
he knows what he's saying, but I
does
don't.
Does he listen to Papa on the radio on Sundays?
Supposed to be.
We'll break him in right.
We sure will. We have him.
Jim hasn't been hayfield for it's over with. You haven't been to Hayfield for
a
while.
That's just part of growing up. You went through that stage.
Yeah, I went through that stage. But there was George, I learned some hard lessons there.
George broke you on that one.
I learned how to drive the truck instead of...
Yeah, but George told you the air conditioner didn't work.
I know. He said up there that big air conditioner. He said, "You won't be on the wagon, buddy. Air conditioner
yeah,
broke."
Yeah, he said, "It's broke."
And I looked up there and that window's frosted over. Him reading the papers. What about that?
Yeah, George could get you.
Hey, I had a great time last night. I went over to saw Bill Lawson
and
Quicksilver.
About that.
Milton, West Virginia, with a good friend of mine, Paul Daniels, and his son. Man, we had a good time. And what a show. He is singing some great gospel music.
But
right
he
now.
Does. When they have him on the, you know, on the TV, just, you know, yeah, showing where he's going to be a plan at, yeah, he is, the music he's, you know, playing right now is unbelievable.
He is a talent, that's for
he
sure.
He sure is.
Well, we're going to start the show off with the Time Travelers. We ain't played them in a long time. This is a CD I cut about a year ago.
That is right.
So let's hear a little of the Time Travelers right
now. Here we
go. A long bound round of time. Texas way out west. I lost a friend and a fine boy's laying down to rest. I went to mourn over his grave, to me boys it was sad. I knew down beneath that mound lay the best pal I ever had. Yodelady, yodelady, yodelady. Texas Wild West, where the cactus blooms over his grave and the coyotes cry. I know he sleeps in perfect peace beneath the Texas sky. Yodelady, yodelady, yodelady.
Sister and a brother, rather be a single girl sailing on the sea. Sailing on the sea. Need to be a married girl with a baby on the knee. Oh, Lord. With a baby on the knee. But a married girl, a married girl, rocks the cradle and cries. Oh, rocks the cradle and cries.
That's Ralph Stanley II Live at the Ralph Stanley Memorial Bluegrass Festival.
That was a doozy.
You know who we're sending that out to?
We sure do, Sherry.
Our old partner.
Sherry Parsons.
You know, she's been having a little heart trouble.
She has, and we'd like to ask her about there, say a little prayer for her.
Say a little prayer for her. She's a keeper, buddy.
She is, and she's one of our top listeners. She listens every Sunday.
She supports all the bluegrass shows.
Absolutely.
Throughout the region, you know.
That is for sure.
Well, have you been out to Connelly Tire lately?
Not yet, but I need to stop out there.
I know you got some deals with Wallace, I know. So, but he's a fine fella.
He does?
When he's asleep. And he's been pretty good here lately.
He's been sleeping pretty good, ain't he?
That chair looks pretty comfortable.
That tells you right there that when he's sitting there asleep, he's got a lot of confidence in Chris.
Let me tell you something about Wallace. And every time I go out there, I like to get a little more like him. He don't rush.
Nope.
He takes one thing at a time and does it right.
Absolutely.
And he's an honorable man. And you know, he taught school for years.
Yep.
And he done a fine job with his children. Chris is one of the finest upstanding Christian men I know. And I'm not just saying that because they're our sponsor. He's a good boy. Do anything in the world for you. Can multitask better than anybody I've ever seen in my life.
And if you've seen him, you wouldn't think he was one of the owners. Think he was an employee.
You think he's an employee?
Just because he's covered with oil and everything else.
I'd hate to wash his clothes.
I'd say it's just like changing oil in a car, wouldn't it be?
But anyway, you go out there, and what I like about Connelly Tire, they treat you like family.
Absolutely,
Jim. And Chris can, when he quotes you a price, there's no surprises.
Nope.
It's what it is on the road.
That's everything.
Yeah.
One price takes care of it all.
And any kind of tire you want, they've got it out there.
Absolutely.
And they got financing available on approved credit. They've got the latest state-of-the-art front-end alignment out there at Connelly Tire. They've got a good checkerboard out there. But I'd highly advise you wouldn't play checkers with Wallace unless you want to get beat.
Absolutely. And especially
are you listening to me, Philip?
Here you are trying to draw them together. Now you're trying to scare Philip.
I know. I think Philip's a little scared.
Oh, man.
They got a great waiting room out there with a big screen TV.
Absolutely, and a big couch. Plenty of room.
And you don't need no appointment at Connelly Tire either.
Stop in.
They'll take care of you. And Now, I will warn you about the coffee. Strongest pot of coffee I've ever drank in my life.
I think
Sam,
so.
you work a lot on Sundays, and you get sleepy. You need to get you some of that coffee out there at Colony Tire, and you'll be awake for 2 or 3 days. Now, I've done told you, buddy.
Sam, they've got the coffee pot
it looks like
down,
motor
don't
oil, don't it? Yeah, they got it tied down. What do they call that?
Come-along on it.
Come-along. A budgie cord.
Absolutely.
Percolating it down. They got the good interstate batteries out there, Jim. Got a home of a $25 synthetic oil change out there.
Yep. And they all accessories if you want to kind of soup your vehicle up a little bit.
Wheels for your trucks.
Absolute lighting.
And all those lights underneath. Now, see, when Jacob gets to be about 16, you're going to get him a truck and get all those wheels and stuff for him.
You're going to have to fix it up the way they used to have them, the one that sat way up in there.
Oh, man.
Cars.
Yeah. You were right around town proud with him, weren't
absolutely
you? That's our good friends at Conley Tire. They're located on the Paintsville Lake Road. You can phone them at 297-2424. And they'll treat you so many ways. But I'll tell you what, if you ever get a chance, go out there and have a talk with Wallace.
Absolutely.
It's a treat.
It sure is.
And my good friends at McCoy's Tree Service, that's James and Donna.
I'm wondering if that wind that blew here in the last few days, if that got him out.
I bet that roused him up.
I bet he was getting all kinds of phone calls.
Donna's all over him, buddy. She keeps him square now. she keeps him a chuck wagon.
Keeps him a moving.
But, you know, they've been in business over 40 years, Jim, and they got the equipment to do the work right. I know out there at the farm, if something goes wrong and you don't have the equipment to do it right, it's a pain.
Absolutely.
I remember when we built hay one year and you kept having breakdowns. It's frustrating.
It is.
But McCoy's got all the tools and a great team of men.
And the experience is the biggest
thing.
Oh, man.
And they do free estimates. They got discounts to senior citizens. And any tree topping, tree stump removal, tree removal, just anything you need, landscaping, anything you need, phone McCoy's Tree Service at 395-0473. And James and Donna are some of the kindest people.
Absolutely, Dave.
You'll ever meet.
That's true.
They sure are. You want to hear a little Barry Scott? Let's hear a little Barry Scott sing today. He's played with Dole Lawson Quicksilver.
Okay.
And he's got his own band. And we're going to hear him sing, Oh, What a Day. Here's Barry Scott.
Some of these days when we reach heaven, where there'll come no more.
Hallelujah.
Oh, what a day that wonderful day will be. As we stand in the countless number, there'll be joy to share. Oh, what a day that wonderful day will be. Oh, what a day, there's gonna be singing and shouting. Joy to the saints, all happy saints on the morning of the Jubilee. Just to put on a crown that's given and to walk around all over God's heaven. Oh, what a day, that wonderful day will be. If I may find you there,
hallelujah.
Oh, what a day that wonderful day will be. Surely our hearts will be rejoicing just to reach home at last. Oh, what a day that wonderful day will be. Oh, what a day, there's gonna be singing and shouting. Joyful saints, saints on the morning of the Jubilee. Just to put on the crown that's given and to walk around all over God's heaven. Oh, what a day that wonderful day will be. Singing and shouting, joyful saints, saints on the morning of the Jubilee.
Just to put on
the crown that's given and to walk around
all over God's heaven.
Oh, what a day that wonderful day will be. Oh, what a day that wonderful day will be.
friends, singing everywhere, shouting the praises of His love and care. All of God's children sing together there, great and praise singing, found all the public square. I was a stranger there, intent upon my way, and when I saw the crowd, I had the urge to stay. I heard a welcome voice bidding me to come and chat, to preach and pray and sing down on the public square. Preaching and praying, singing everywhere, shouting the praises of His love and care. All of God's children sing together there, preaching, praying, singing down on the public square. I felt so much at home amidst a happy throng that came from far and near to praise His name in song, to lay the burdens down, forget their every care, and have an old-time meeting down on the public square. Preaching and praying, singing everywhere, shouting the praises of His love and care. All of God's children sing together there, preaching, praying, singing down on the public square. Now as I journey on and think back o'er the days, I am convinced within these folks have found a way to put their heart in song and pray an honest prayer and keep the joy bells ringing down on the public square. Preaching and praying, singing everywhere, shouting the praises of His love and care. All of God's children sing together there, preaching, praying, singing down on the public square. Preaching, praying, singing down on the public square.
Preaching, praying, singing down on the public square. That's the Time Travelers. Huh? Me.
Okay. That is right.
That's an old Lester and Earl song.
All right. I just kind of...
Buddy, I got a call from one of my best friends in all the world.
Oh, man. Man,
she's
man.
Like a sister to me. Absolutely. She is my sister.
Mine, too.
Yeah, you're in-law. She's an outlaw sometimes.
Sometimes an outlaw.
But one of the funniest little ladies I've ever met in my life.
Can't
I love
keep
her.
Loving her.
You know... She could call me at any hour, and I go to her. She
Absolutely.
Knows it, too.
She knows that.
We're talking about my good friend, Tammy Ramey.
Yes.
And she loves children more than anything in this
You're
world.
Right, babe.
She's in the right profession.
That's for sure.
Working at those schools. And one of the most giving, caring persons I've ever met in my life. I love her so much. So we're going to send her a song out. And I know she likes Patti Loveless.
Absolutely.
So if I haven't missed my guess... And, but Tam, this is for you, honey. I love you so much, and Jim thinks kindly highly of you.
I do, highly, highly, highly.
We need to break some bread soon.
Absolutely.
Here's Patti Loveless.
When I was a young lad, about six or so, Mama took us to church to learn about the Word. We learned a lot of lessons maybe we didn't understand about the love of God and His fellow man. Then we got a little older and straight away quit going to church, headed our own way. And now that I look back, well, I can see trials that we went through have come from Thee. And I say a prayer each day to help me on my way. I know the Lord's listening every time that I pray.
starting to understand about those many lessons about God and His plan. And just like a lost sheep, I wandered along. I thank the Lord for bringing this poor lost sinner. When it comes my time to face the judgment day, I pray to the Lord, I've done it all His way. And when I see those gates open wide, with Jesus' love comes to welcome me inside. And I say a prayer each day, to help me on my way.
You've raised a family and made important decisions all your life. Now it's time to enjoy yourself. Now it's time more than ever to make one more plan and prearrange your final wishes. At Jones Preston Funeral Home, they can help you take care of tomorrow. They have a wide range of prearrangement plans, including our Descendant Protection Plan, offered at no cost to you. Give yourself peace of mind today and protect your family during an emotional life experience. Call Jones Preston Funeral Home. They'll help you plan for tomorrow. Jones Preston Funeral Home Incorporated. They're located at 807 South Mayo Trail in Paintsville, Kentucky. Phone 789-3501. Or check them out on the web at jones/prestonfuneralhome.com. Jones Preston Funeral Homes, proud sponsor of Bluegrass in the Highlands, on Sundays here on WSIP. The Jones Preston Funeral Home, dedicated to those we serve. James Preston, carrying on the tradition at Jones Preston Funeral Home.
Dude, I'm pretty nervous for this date.
Nah, you got this. First dates are all about finding what you have in common.
Like putting sweaters on dogs?
Sure, but I was thinking about going to a place you both like, where you both can get your favorites.
Oh, like McDonald's.
Exactly, but do yourself a favor. Please, don't tell any of your elevator jokes.
But they work on so many levels.
You and your date will love getting a crispy, flaky Filet-O-Fish sandwich or savory sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit for just $2 each. For a limited time, prices and participation may vary.
Woo! Big Mac, Mac Jr., Grand Mac 2. That's three Mac sizes made just for you. So no matter where you might be at, there's a Big Mac for that.
Big Mac for that!
Lunchtime already. Today's extraordinary.
There's a Big Mac for that!
Juicy, cheesy, iconic Big Mac burger. Now in three sizes. Only at McDonald's for a limited time.
Rely on Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning for your home's comfort. Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has the experience and the quality American standard products to assure warm weather doesn't compromise your ability to enjoy your home. Are you looking for a reliable system to keep you cool during the warm days right on up to the hottest, muggy periods? Then trust Fannin's on Main Street in Paintsville. Let American Standard products match your exact needs and specifications, and it's all backed by the years of know-how you only get from Fannin's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Paintsville, your American Standard dealer. Also check our financing program, and Fannin's always gives free estimates. Call today at 789-3696.
I want you to look what the cat's got.
I see that.
Hello, Bill Boland.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
How in the world are you, brother?
Just great, brother. Just great.
How was your church service this morning?
Great, great, great.
It's good to see you, brother.
Great. Have a real good time, brother.
Well, Bill's come in. We're going to start talking about somebody else now.
I know. Why you talk about me? You're letting them rest now.
That's right.
Hey, we've been talking about good friends at Fannin's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, Electric with one location.
One location.
Sam, you can you name the one location of Fannin's?
Fannin's.
Main Street in Batesville. That's right.
Sam.
What's their number?
I don't know that one either, Sam.
Good American Standard Products.
Absolutely.
A professional staff. They know their stuff. Any heating, cooling, plumbing, electric need, you go see your good friends at Fannin's.
That's true. Business, residential, don't make no difference.
And they're insured, established. Anything you need from residential to commercial, they can take care of you.
That's
at
true,
Fannin's. And a good buddy, James Andrew, at Jones Preston Funeral Home. Carrying on the tradition at Jones Preston Funeral Home, located on the Starfire Hill right here in Paintsville, Kentucky. They've been serving our family for over 70 years, Jim. And you know, they have got a beautiful facility up there. I'm sure everybody's familiar with it. James takes strides and pains in keeping the building updated.
And plenty of room in the building.
Oh, man, plenty of room. Chapel on site. They can do any type of funeral you need, from large to small. If it's small and it gets large, they can fix that, too.
They sure can.
So they can do relocation funerals. They can do military, just anything you need at Jones Preston.
And they've got plenty of parking up there.
Oh, and a great staff.
Absolutely.
Man, their staff is unbelievable.
And they're all homegrown staff.
Homegrown right here. People right here in Jones County. Go see our good friends at Jones Preston. And I was coming home last night from Doyle Lawson, and I stopped in Louisa, and I'm going to tell myself, I starved to death. You know you're not supposed to eat late.
I know that. But how many believes in that?
I got a double quarter pounder.
Oh, man.
Jim, it was so good.
Absolutely.
It's so good it made my tongue slap my eyeballs out.
I stop by about every morning through the week and get a cup of coffee and a sausage and biscuit.
I know you do. That's our
get
good
my
food.
Day started.
At McDonald's.
Right here in Paintsville.
Yeah.
I can see them name them locations.
Sam, you got anything to play? What are we going to do now? Huh? You're waiting on me, aren't you? Huh?
You're waiting on him, Sam. You're doing your job, ain't you?
Well, Jim.
Yay.
If I say 789-1111, what do you say?
I say that is Osborne, O'Brien, and Butcher's Law Firm, isn't it, Sam?
Tell me a little bit about them, bud.
Well, they're all of them, all three of them right here. In
now, talk nice about them.
I'm going to try to. I'm having to think awful hard. But they're right here. They're located 412 2nd Street right here in Paintsville. Yeah. And they're all local folks.
Great folks.
They're country folks, and they know how to, they know the laws, and they're easy to talk to, Dave's the main thing.
You know, and they'll fight for you.
Absolutely.
They will fight for you, Osborne, O'Brien, and Butcher.
They
and
sure will.
They're professional, and they know what they're doing, and you need to go down there and get a consultation with them, just whether you've got anything going on or not.
Just to have them in your back pocket. You're going to
need
one.
You know this, Bill. You've been through this. You're going to need a lawyer sometime in your life.
Absolutely.
That's right. And the number, Sam?
789-1111.
1111. You got it, Sam. All right, let's hear a little music.
Unworthy and surely unclean, despised by folks who all knew me, who would twinge at the sound of my name. And I met this man they called Jesus, and he offered my soul everything. When I walked onto the inn, and he bought all my sin, now live in the house of kings.
Shack near life's ghetto. I don't cater to what sin may bring, but instead I'm surrounded by angels, and I live in the house of a king.
Now sin takes pride in its pleasures, and nothing did it hide from me. I was as poor as a beggar,
and so blind that I could not see. Then I met this man they call Jesus, and he offered my soul everything. When I walked on to the inn, and he bought all my sin, now live in the house of the King.
Shack near life's ghetto.
I don't
cater to what sin may bring,
but instead I'm surrounded by angels, and I live in the house of the King.
All right.
That was a good one, Dave.
That was a dandy.
Absolutely.
That was a humdinger.
Mmm.
Here's a good song right here you'll love. This is a one of my favorite cuts. Davey Vincent Dew.
Calls me home, and time shall be no more. I will fly with his angels to that far and distant shore. There I'll stand before the gates, waiting for my dear Lord. Blessed be the Savior, I'm home forevermore.
And there'll be shouts
of gladness, brother.
Hallelujah, I am home. There with my dear Savior, nevermore to roam. And I'll sit with my father, mother, sister, and my brother.
When I reach
my home up there,
there I'll walk the streets of gold, shake hands with friends of old, while I sing along with angels' praises to my dear Lord. Let the bells of heaven ring, hallelujah, I am free. Savior, I'll live eternally.
And there'll be shouts
of gladness, other hallelujah, I am home. There with my dear Savior, nevermore to roam. And I'll sit with my father, mother, sister, and my brother.
When I reach
my home up there.
Of gladness,
brother, hallelujah, I am home. There with my dear Savior, nevermore to roam. And I'll sit with my father, mother, sister, and my brother.
When I reach
my home up there.
That's Daly and Benson.
Daly and Benson. You know, I know I've told you this before. Me and Teresa got to go see them down at Renfro Valley.
Did you like them?
I loved them. They are the neatest group, and they really get into it.
Oh, yeah.
Singing. They do a great job. If you've never seen them and get the opportunity, they are well worth the trip or the price
for them. Tell us about church announcements.
Okay, we've got some birthdays coming up right here this day.
Yes, sir.
Is this today's?
I think so.
I don't believe it is now.
We're not very organized.
No. I believe this one's in February.
Oh, I got the wrong one, didn't I?
Well, no, we can redo some by birthdays.
Tell about our church services, though.
Well, we have some church services over there on our
service. Well, we have some every
other. I'm tongue-tied now after looking at the date on this. It threw me for a loop. But we've got a lot of stuff going on over there. We've got our youth center that we're trying to get up and running that we'd like to encourage people to come out to. And our church services on Sunday night and Sunday morning. And Bible school starts at 9:30, Sam. Church service starts at 10:30. And then we got the church service on Wednesday nights.
Great church for kids.
Absolutely. Too. Got a great youth program. And Jerry and Tim's got a program over here on Thursday.
Yeah. They sure do.
That you can call in. What time? 10:30?
10:30. It's a wonderful show, too.
Absolutely. It's educational. You got a question, you call. God's point of view. That's right. With Test and Sam, and he passed the test.
There you go. Well, tell us about the big checker championship of the world, man.
Well, we're working on it. Dave's already kind of landed a little bit out of the bag there a while ago. We're trying to get a game between Phillip and Wallace.
Yeah.
Out there.
It's going to happen within the next month.
Within the next month.
Bill don't want no part of that.
Nope.
Bill's already had his clock clean.
He's already had a practice with Wallace, but we're going to have him come in here at the radio show, and we're going to have a checker champion contest going on, Sam. You might be the officiator of it. You know anything about checkers? Well, we all learned that day, won't we?
But they are in the hardware business, too.
Absolutely. We better get...
They still get good McCullers and Steels, don't they?
I think they got Echo now, Dave. They went through all that.
The Echoes?
The Echoes. But now they've got a process out there to where you can go and pay all your bills.
They do. Over 500 different bills.
Absolutely.
And I got nearly every one of them.
You spend a lot of time out there, don't you?
I get lied.
And if your deal or if your bills due today and you pay it today, there's no late charges.
I'll tell you another thing nice about paying your bills out there. There's no waiting in line.
Absolutely.
You know, a lot of these places you go pay your bills, you got to wait in line all day. And you can pay your AEP bill out there free.
You can.
And a lot of other bills, too.
But just go check them on that. And they've got their garden seed in. You know, this warm weather got everybody ready to garden.
Have you started planting yet?
I've got my onions out, old-fashioned potato onions.
See, I got to keep you straight on that because I need some stuff out of the garden.
I know, but we're
not much of a gardener.
We're getting ready. It's getting that time of year, but they've got their seed. They've got onion sets, potatoes, peas, lettuce. They've got everything you need. Also, fertilizer.
Yeah.
And they got a new line of X-Mart mowers out there.
Oh, man.
With great financing terms available with each approved credit, terms up to 60 months. And they've got all the parts that you need for your chainsaws and trimmers and all that to get everything ready for this spring. And they've got, now you might know a little bit about this, Dave, their credit card they got coming in.
Oh,
private label,
yeah.
They call it.
They're starting their own credit card out there. You can go out there and see them today. It's called Home Pass. There's no annual fee, low monthly payments. Online account management, stress-free financing, and convenient payment options out there.
Now, that'd be real nice.
So go out there and see Phillip Wallace.
Phillip on that. And they also, you know, it's going to get in that time of year where you're going to have your lawnmower service, your weed eaters.
Yeah.
And if you cannot get it to Phillip, you call Phillip, and they come and pick it up.
That's exactly right.
And they'll take it out there, they'll service it, whatever needs to be done with it, and they'll bring it back to the house, and it'll be ready to take off.
Ready to roll.
Absolutely.
You can't hook them wrong out there
at Phillip's.
Phillip's Heating Hardware.
Heating and Hardware.
They
and
stuff.
The fishing. Yeah, the fishing hole. We sure don't want to go by and not mention that.
No kidding. 297-3456.
Absolutely.
Tell them you heard us gabbing about them here.
Mm.
Well, we're going to give away a Time Traveler CD right now to the eighth caller. Now, no, not the eighth caller. We're going to have some trivia.
Yeah, this is going to, you have to answer a question.
Name this band that I'm about ready to play, and we'll give you a Time Traveler CD today, free of charge. And all you got to do...
Be the first person to get it right.
First person to name this band, and we'll give you a Time Traveler CD. Here you go.
There is a time for love and laughter. The days will pass like summer storms. The winter wind will follow after. But there is love and love is warm. There is a time for us to wander. When time is young, and so are we. The woods are greener over yonder. The path is new, the world is free. There is a time when leaves are falling. The woods are gray, the paths are old. The snow will come when geese are calling. We need a fire against the cold. There is a time for us to wander. When time is young and
is new. The world is to me.
Boy, that was I was going to say, if somebody didn't know who won that.
But you
know, well, I don't think we give out the number. That's possible.
Well, that's probably the problem. We never.
Who won that, Jim?
Brian Pelfrey.
Congratulations, Brian. And that was
the Darlings. From Andy Griffith.
Which was a dealer. Do you know how they got their start?
No.
They were a band, and they worked their way to California hitchhiking. And stopping in town and playing music. And they'd play some music in a town. And then they'd go on a little farther down the road. And they got out to California. And Andy Griffin heard them. And asked them to come over and try out for the show. And that's how it happened.
Well, now the show, that makes a show when they're on there. I love to watch them. They come riding in town on the old truck.
They're really good. They're really good.
Absolutely.
They're really good. Well, let's play the Marshall Family right now.
Oh,
really? I need Jesus, buddy, who don't?
That's
I
for
need
sure.
Bad. Every day.
Who's the man who fed 5,000 people? Who turned the water into wine? Who's the man who calmed the raging sea?
Mr. Jesus, who died on Calvary? You can have anything but my Bible. Take away my silver, that's all right. But I want to read the word of Revelation, speaking when the world runs out of time.
Who's the man who fed 5,000 people? Who turned the water into wine? Who's the man who calmed the raging sea?
Mr. Jesus, who died on Calvary? Someone, won't you hear my reply? When I go, please, please don't cry. But lay my little Bible upon my chest, and I will live on though I'm laid to rest.
Who's the man who fed 5,000 people? Who turned the water into wine? Who's the man who calmed the raging sea?
Mr. Jesus, who died on Calvary? Mr. Jesus, who died on Calvary?
Thank you. to a story about a man named Jed. Poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. Then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bubbling brew. Oh, that is black gold, Texas tea. You know, old Jed's a millionaire. Kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. He said, California is the place you ought to be. So he loaded up the truck and he moved to Beverly Hills, that is, swimming pools, movie star. Say goodbye to Jed and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back again to this locality to have a heap and help and off their hospitality. Beverly Hillbillies, that's what they call them now. Nice folks. Y'all come back, yeah?
That was a good cut right there.
That was good.
It?
Yes, it was.
Jim, we've had a big day today.
But we sure have. Bill come in and helped time pass away and Sam, and we've done real good.
Bill, good to see you, brother.
Yeah, man, Bill.
Good to see you. Sam's getting calls. I think he's running business on the side over here.
Something's going on.
Oh, by the way, we had a big auction for the baseball team there.
Oh, we did.
That went good, didn't it?
It did. I don't know how much you made, but they always do good.
Good.
At their chili dinner every year.
Oh, man. It was a great time.
Sure was.
Well, next week, I think, is the fourth Sunday. So, is it next week's fourth Sunday?
Sounds like it. Sounds good. Is it, Sam?
Let's see.
Next week,
what is today? No, not next week. The week after.
Next week's third.
Fourth week, we don't know what we're talking
about. We have no idea.
We better get out of here.
We sure have.
We're starting to sound like Philip.
We sure are.
Oh, my goodness.
Confused.
Till we see you next week, remember two things. Always smile. The sunshine's good for your teeth.
And always to remember, keep the Lord Jesus, number one.
We're
going to
go off with a little Ida Red from a legend band, Bob Wills.
Bob Wills.
Oh, have you heard this cut?
No, but it sounds important.
You'll love it, buddy. We'll see you next week. See you, Jim.
See you, Dave.
Find a great clock on the mantel, says it's getting late. The curtains on the window, snow is white. The parlor is pleasant on Sunday night. Ida Red, Ida Red, I'm plum fool about Ida Red. Picture on the wall, that's pretty soap, and that's not all. If I'm not mistaken, I'm sure I'm right. There's somebody else in the parlor tonight. Ida Red, Ida Red, I'm plumb fool about Ida Red. Checking in the bread pen, pecking out door, granny, we get all by no child. No, it's hurry up, boys, and don't fool around. Grab your fight and chuck on down. Ida Red, Ida Red, I'm plumb fool about Ida Red. Let's go! Swore to me when she died, she set me free. She lived so long, her head got bald. She took the notion not to die at all. Hello. Ida Red, Ida Red, I'm plumb fool about Ida Red. Light in the parlor, find the great clock on the mantel, so this is getting late. The curtains on the window, snowy white, the parlor is flooding on Sunday night. Ida Red, Ida Red, I'm plumb fool about Ida Red. Picture on the wall, that's pretty soap, and that's not all. If I'm not mistaken, I'm sure I'm right. There's somebody else in parlor tonight. Ida Red, Ida Red, I'm plumb fool about Ida Red.
Thank you for tuning in to Bluegrass in the Highlands with your hosts, David Bowling and Jim O'Brien. Always remember, the sun shines good for your teeth. And always, first and foremost, put the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. See us again next Sunday, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. Bluegrass in the Highlands.